to the nine hells, mortal. If I weren't so fucking dizzy from your damn spell, I'd rip you limb from limb. What do you mean, where did I come from? You summoned me, you dolt. You don't just accidentally summon a devil using a damned 6th level spell slot. So you have some explaining to do, little wizard. I'm listening. You heard that right. I'm giving you a chance to explain yourself. Well, you're clearly not a novice, wizard. And judging by that hefty spellbook, you're no dummy either. So you have some explaining to do now. You mixed up the spells? What were you trying to cast? Mordenkainen's private sanctum? Wait, let me see your spellbook. Let's see. So you did this. And yes, that was right. He used the right ingredients. So here's where you went wrong. Your timing was off. It takes 10 minutes to cast Mordenkainen's sanctum. You learn something new every day, even if you're a mighty wizard. That was fun. It's been a while since I've discussed proper magic with someone. Hold on, where are we? An inn? Well, one thing for sure is that little innkeeper of yours, he's not going to like that huge scorch mark that your little spell left on the floor. And how are you supposed to make that disappear, huh? And since we are in an inn, why were you even trying to cast that abjuration spell, huh? Aren't inns supposed to be, like, neutral grounds in the material plane? Huh, I guess that's fair. No such thing as a true safe space. But now, enough with the boring questions. I'm here, aren't I? I'm sure we could occupy our time with some more interesting activities. Tell me, little wizard, would you be a virgin by any chance? Oh, oh, you are, aren't you? How delightful. The innocence of a virgin boy is like ambrosia to a succubi. Oh, please let me get closer. You're looking a little red there, little wizard. Surely it's not from my voluptuous breasts brushing against your arm. Or my shapely body nestled next to your slender frame? Oh, no, of course. It couldn't possibly be. After all, you're a mentally fortified spellcaster. No devil, not even a succubus, could see through your defenses. But what about your emotional defenses, little wizard? Charisma and constitution are two very different defenses. And I can bet whatever you wish, I can guess what's your weakest to. Oh, wow. You're as red as a fire elemental. Don't tell me that was your first real kiss. And with a devil, no less. Of course my kiss didn't drain your soul, silly. I'm warming up to you and your cute little charms. I like the way you blush when you look at me, acting like you aren't undressing me with your mind. Besides, as your summoned creature, I couldn't hurt you, even if I really wanted to. But I don't want to. I want to do something else entirely to you. Is this okay, little wizard? I may be a devil, but consent is sexy as hell. Yes, that might have been a pun, but can you blame me? It was right there. Now, let me pleasure you. Lay back. How do you like this angle, darling? Me crawling over you? My breasts pressed against your chest, while my tail gently traces over your thighs. Oh, don't look away from me, baby. Look into my eyes. Now let's get you out of these rooms. So many buttons on this damn thing. You've got such a pretty body, baby. Why would you ever hide that under those stuffy robes? Oh, you taste delicious. A little wizard. I could lick and kiss your chest and neck for days. But according to your little spell book, we only have an hour to enjoy each other. So I think I should introduce your little friend to the party. No, silly. I'm talking about your rock hard cock. How delectable. I think I'll start by winding my tail around your shaft. That's it. Feel the soft skin of my tail stroking you up and down while I kiss you. I have a very long tongue and I want to coil mine around yours. Let my tongue explore your mouth. Let me wrap my around yours. You're doing so good for me, baby. I know. A succubus charms are nothing to scoff at, are they? I could make you burst for me at any moment, but I think I need you in my mouth. Oh my god, baby. Your musk is so strong and delightful. And I could get lightheaded on this scent of yours. But that wouldn't make you come now, would it? Mm-hmm. You taste so devilishly divine, my little wizard. I like that. Come on, bait my mouth with your seal. Oh, such a good boy for me. Giving me your yummy treat. Oh, don't worry, I'm not done with you yet, baby. Let me straddle you like this. A succubus saliva is like an aphrodisiac. Don't worry about me. You're going to stay hard for me like this, as long as I don't completely drain you. And I don't plan on wasting any single drop of your cum. How's your first pussy feel, little wizard? Yes. Play with my tits just like that. Pinch my nipples. Yes. Just like that, baby. Oh, God. Your cock is just the best I've had in centuries. Oh, my God. Fuck. I'll grab my hips. Thrust into me. More. Give me more. Come on, little wizard. I need you to fuck me. Yes. Come on. Fuck. Fuck, 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 yes, come on, do you want to come for me? I know you want to come for me, God, yes, come inside me, come on, please, 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 I need it, I need her to come inside me. My pussy will milk it out of you. Baby. You were incredible, baby. you're natural. I'm tempted to take you back with me. But I cannot. This better not be a one-time thing, little wizard. I fear I'll be having withdrawals if I don't get this cock in me more often. for now, let's rest. Come on, lay your head on my chest. I'll keep you safe for as long as the spell holds up. I'm completely yours until then. I promise. Sleep tight, little wizard.